Hi, and welcome to the Habitcast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's new show highlighting our mission, our work in the community, and the partners that help make it happen. I'm your co-host, Morgan, and I'm here with our president and CEO, Mike Sutton. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Morgan? How are you today?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm ready for Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week.
I know. Let's do it. Give back day in a few days. I'm excited.
Hey, there you go. Hey, take the weekend off, would you?
You're so kind. So we are switching it up this week for episode 3. Normally we have a guest come on and do a kind of a Zoom setup like this, but we are actually going to be on site. Remember, we went on site to Pete and Shorty's.
Yeah. Yeah. So really, really exciting. We had the opportunity to sit down with Ed and Marcia Drosty. Ed's one of the original founders of Hooters. He's also responsible for a number of other brands like Splitsville and Adobe Gillas, and he also owns a company, Provident Management Corporation, which manages and oversees a number of hotels in our area and throughout Florida. And you know, Ed and Marcia are really known for their philanthropic work around the Tampa Bay region. Ed serves on the board at Moffitt Cancer Center. He's their president of the foundation board, and Marcia's engaged in a number of different organizations like Morton Plant, Random Acts of Flowers. She's a member of our Hammers and Heels group here at Habitat. And they're just such a great couple. And I think why, you know, one of the main reasons we wanted to chat with them was just to kind of get a couple's perspective on how they decide who they're going to support and how they engage in the community. So really excited for folks to hear from them.
Yeah, it was awesome. And being on site at Pete and Shorty's is great. They have great food. Never been. Go get a Shorty burger. They're amazing.
They got those new, I'm not a big cheese fan, but they have those new cheese curds.
So good.
Yeah. And they're addictive. I would almost say they're addictive.
Dangerous, so. But they're good. Awesome. Well, before we roll into that segment, I want to make sure that you guys get social with us. So as the Habitcast is growing, this premieres on Facebook as well as YouTube, but we also have our Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So if you're not already getting social with us, please do. Especially as we head into this holiday season, Mike and I are going to talk a little bit about dedications that we have coming up. So we have 11 home dedications before the end of the year, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, if you look at last week, we knocked out, you know, four of those. And there's no better experience in my mind than those 10 minutes of a home dedication where a family receives the keys to their brand new home that they worked so hard for, right? So they put in hundreds of sweat equity hours. They go through 20 home buyer education classes. They help build their own home. And now they're getting a zero interest mortgage through Habitat. Which will keep the home affordable. So we have another one this week leading into Thanksgiving, and then we have a number of them in the month of December. So people can watch those on our Facebook page. They can watch it on our YouTube page, or if they really want to, they can come out and experience it in person. They just got to wear a mask. So
yep, pretty awesome. So yeah, like Mike said, if you can't make it out and you know in these crazy pandemic times, tune in on Facebook. You don't have to have a Facebook account to log in. You can go to our website, find the link, and spend 10 minutes. That will change your entire day. Pretty awesome.
Exactly. Great start to the day, right?
Awesome. Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, we'll roll into our fun interview with Ed and Marcia. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks, Morgan. So, Ed and Marcia, thank you all so much for joining us today and talking a little bit about your life and how you guys give back to the community. You all are amazing leaders in our community from a philanthropic standpoint. We know a lot of that started with Hooters, which is one of the concepts that Ed, you're responsible for. So talk a little bit about how maybe how Hooters started getting more involved from a community outreach standpoint.
Actually, Mike, right from the very beginning, that little joint right over there, 1983, we kind of combined what we have experienced up north, a Midwestern neighborhood community atmosphere with the beach atmosphere that we had, you know, that we've come to love down in Florida. So we thought we'd build those into the same little joint, sell chicken wings, and have fun young ladies providing the energy and the atmosphere. And one of the things about being a community element is you got to be involved in the community. So out of the blocks, our first event we had was for the benefit of the MS Society. And it grew from there. And probably there wasn't a charity we didn't do, Education Foundation and that. And that's now transferred over to here. Pete and Shorty's is to a smaller degree, but just equally as involved. And Marcia has jumped in. She had that experience in Hooters. In some other stores, and so she brought all that to the table.
So Hooters obviously has been involved with Habitat. So we built four homes down together, right? What's that experience been like for the for you know all the employees, the folks up at the corporate office, to just get out and swing a hammer?
I was lucky enough to join the volunteers in one of the home builds, and it's a lot of work. But what I was so impressed with is, you know, everyone shows up ready to help out, and I thought it was a really good sort of a group bonding thing. We had managers with back of the house guys, with girls that work on the floor, and they just felt like they were really a part of something bigger than just a restaurant chain. So we were not only thankful, you know, for you guys for providing us that opportunity, but we were also happy to see that I believe the family is the Hoots family. Ironically enough, so we've sort of adopted that family. They come in all the time to see us now. So it's just been a really cool thing for staff.
Ed and I were talking about that earlier, about how they're over at Hooters probably twice a week. And the little boy, Bryce, has grown up over there.
He
walks in like he owns the place. I mean, he
pretty much does when he gets, you know, adored by all the ladies and everything. And, you know, Marcia does a lot more hammering on his
houses than I do.
Well, Bob and I show up for the key ceremonies because there's free food.
And photo op.
But, you know, those are amazing things. If people haven't been, I mean, it's tearful. I haven't been to one where there's not just tears when you hear the story. And then you see just what this means to this family.
Yeah.
It's put a lot of time and hours into from their end of it. It's just, it's the greatest thing to give them a piece of this. You know?
So I recently shared with y'all that we have a new candidate in our program who is an employee of Hooters. So what's that like? Like when you hear that, you know, that you have this employee within the brand that's going to benefit from a home ownership opportunity through Habitat?
Well, our employees, you know, over the 30-some years we've done, we have over 350,000 young women. So there's great stories all around. But when you see one, you know, the buyer bootstrapped and with a child that she's supported so much, that's taken a lot, it's just pride in the people like Marcia and our teams are going to work, but just seeing them get a leg up. Because we try to encourage that. A lot of our employees are very entrepreneurial, hardworking. It's just slinging wings and pitchers of beer and crowded
long hours.
I always love to hear some of the stories of the successful people that have gone on from Hooters, right? Like John Gruden started in the kitchen on Hillsborough Avenue, right?
He said
now he's coaching.
Not sure what it has to do with his success as a football coach.
He says that, well, I wasn't a cook over there. He says, like, I shook a lot of wings, I shucked a lot of oysters, and I walked a lot of girls to their cars.
But to your point, though, about the young lady, I was thrilled to hear that news because it shows how our support within the community comes full circle back to help the people that were volunteering themselves to help another family. So what a rewarding thing for us to be a part of.
And hopefully
we'll continue for years.
So let's talk a little bit about you all as a couple, right? So, and Habitat, so, you know, just thankful for not only what Hooters does for us, but you guys as a couple. How do you all determine what organizations you're going to get involved with and support it? Because I've been around you all, and I know, you know, everybody comes asking, right? There's thousands of amazing charities in the Tampa Bay area and all over the place, right? But how do you determine who you're going to support?
Well, I mean, we all have limitations. You know, if we had the capacity to give, it would be extremely hard to choose who not to give to. You know what I mean? And when we see organizations that are well-run, as your Habitat is, and does good for people that, you know, offers a hand up to people that need it, we want to jump in. Also, we're passionate about Moffitt Cancer Center and cancer research because we've had experience with friends and loved ones that have lost their lives in the battle of cancer. So we want to be involved with everything. It's just a matter of time and resources. But we do enjoy working with friends. People such as yourself, Mike, that really run a great organization, and most of the dollars go to where they're supposed to go.
So
that's also encouraging.
Well, I don't know your thoughts. Well, in a lot of it, in the beginning, I was on as many boards as you are, chamber and everything, because we just felt it was important to be involved. But then, to do a good job, you had to start narrowing down. But then that slack has been picked up by pretty much every executive, every manager is on something, whether it's I think there isn't a charity we aren't somehow involved in, whether it's golf tournaments, events in our places. But what caused me to narrow in was what our employees were experiencing and the things we could do that could help them immediately.
Sure.
And then our customers. And we just started seeing people dying of cancer.
Yeah. And some of you have a loved one that's impacted by cancer, has to spend time at a hospital in LA. You don't realize how fortunate we are to have that type of facility and that world-renowned research right in our backyard. So we're fortunate.
So, well, an interesting thing, Martha and Masha co-founded Banos Park, because there was a sense in the early days that it was like a walk-in clinic, you know, people were here in Pinellas, and now it's grown to over 7,000 employees on the main campus, and they're number three in the country in care, and it's a real force, and to have it immediately available, especially when you've got a complicated form, a 3 or 4 stage. You don't want to be flying around the country. Yeah. Yeah. We're blessed.
When I was at USF, there was obviously just the main building.
That
was kind of the picture on everything. And now it's a massive campus that's spread out all over USF.
Well, and unfortunately, the reason for that is because of the great need. And then there's more and more people getting melanoma, especially in the state of Florida. And then, so the growth is because of the exponential amount of people that are coming up from all over the world to get treated at this third largest in country institution. So we're happy, very lucky to have it, and happy to support it. But also in the healthcare realm, our local hospital, Warren Plan, Mies, and all of that.
I'm on the Women's Affiliate Committee
there, and I've been a member for 10 years now. So it's very rewarding because in this day and age of COVID, we're always watching how's Warren Plant doing, and they're on the front line of this virus, and we worry for them, but they are, they're ready, and we're glad that they were supportive and
we do a lot of work on them at Downtown. So we, all the vases that come into our resource, we donate to them. And we used to, for a long time, we would actually present flowers at the dedication that they would put together for them. And I think it's also one of those things as our family members get older, are in homes and that kind of thing, and no one's visiting them. And they do such great work just dropping in and putting a smile on somebody's face.
The only thing that some of these elderly homes have received are flowers from Random Act of Flowers this past year. So this has been their busiest year ever, and unfortunately getting donations during this time has been the most difficult, because people are tightening their belts a little bit, but I'm really proud to be a part of that board. So,
well, you guys do so much, so thank you on behalf of so many organizations in our community.
Thank you for what you do.
You guys do a great job giving back. So as we wrap up, everyone we've been talking to on our little world-renowned, award-winning podcast, right? We've asked, what does home mean to you? So, especially in a time like now, where we're staying home much more because of COVID and that kind of thing, how do you sum up what home means to you all as a couple?
We appreciate our home more. Staying home was much easier for us because we have our son, Pete, but we lost our shorty this year for, different things, but we're just where he is, and Netflix, that's where,
I used to think when I bought my first piece of property, mortgaged everything, it was just an empty lot, and I put that flag in there and I said, there is a piece, as small as it is, in this world that is mine.
That's yours.
And I'm saying, and then it became a little bit more where, in fact, that first time I actually took a hand with my buddies and maybe a beer or two too much, but I took a big handful of dirt and put it in a jar and took it back to my apartment because that was my dirt, right? But now, in these times, I think for a lot of people, it's their safe haven.
Yeah.
It's hey, you can't take this away from me.
I can take care of it. I can go there and be safe, you know. And I think it's become even more important. Think, look at what you're giving people now. They are surely fighting battles in their jobs and all of that with COVID, and now they're giving them. And it's something to focus on all the other crap that's going on.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
So one last question. What'd you do with the dirt? You still have it?
I love to say it. Well, probably. I got so much junk.
We have three storage units, so I'm sure I can find that dirt somewhere.
So now I'm going to go look.
He's very, very sentimental, but you're absolutely right. Yeah. That pride. So you're giving that to all these families. Sure, so thank you for that.
Well, thank you guys.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for having us here at the famous Pete and Shorty's in Clearwater.
Very good. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
So being on site at Pete and Shorty's is pretty cool. I do like that. Have a cast on the road. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we're switching it up, right? So this award-winning podcast, you know, has to have many different layers to it. So, but no, that was an awesome experience to sit down with Ed and Marcia and just talk a little bit about their thoughts behind giving. I love how, you know, Ed summarized, you know, what home means to them, yep. Just kind of being that safe haven. We know that right now in these times during this pandemic that, you know, just having four walls, a healthy place to live and lay your head at night is so important. And, we're just, you know, I mean, if you think about it, Morgan, we're blessed to have the opportunity to work for an organization like Habitat that, you know, is providing that opportunity to so many families. So,
right. But, especially like we said at the beginning, right before the holidays. So 11 families will be receiving their keys after completing the Habitat program, and they'll have a home for the holidays for the first time for many of them, which is
for sure.
Amazing.
Yep. Yep.
So before we wrap up, just a reminder, again, in these crazy pandemic times, you can still get involved with Habitat. So whether that's donating to the ReStore or doing contactless pickups or tuning into a dedication via Facebook or checking out a couple of the ones that have already happened on YouTube, there are so many ways to get involved digitally, virtually. So we really invite you to check out our website at habitatpwp.org to get plugged in.
Awesome. So Morgan, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
No, it's going to be low key, but an apple pie is being made, so it's going to be great.
Well, there you go. That's all you need.
What about you?
The turkey and all the, you know, all the sides, right?
Forget that.
So I offered to cook this year, right?
Oh no.
Very, very low key. Just, you know, with my mother and sister, and I offered to cook, but that didn't go over too well. So, you know, my mom does an amazing job with Thanksgiving every year. So, you know, I guess
it was the thought that counted.
Exactly. That's what I said, right?
Maybe just pick something up and bring it. It's fine.
I could do that. I could do that. So, well, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. And, you know, next time we see everyone, it'll be after the holiday. But we hope everyone stays safe and has a very joyous Thanksgiving. Be safe around your loved ones and just enjoy the holidays. So thanks for joining us today, and have a great week.
Yeah, thank you.